When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School. And in today's episode, a caller from Nevada is using pay-per-click advertising to bring traffic to her e-commerce site. Now, what does that mean, pay-per-click advertising? It is a common and often successful model. Whenever you're searching on Google or Facebook, or even if you're just using Instagram, you're quite familiar with seeing lots of ads. Those ads can be sold in lots of different ways. One of the most common is pay-per-click. All right, so you're paying for people to click on those ads, hopefully go to your website, purchase something, make it all worthwhile. And naturally, it is quite worthwhile for the companies like Facebook and Google because that's how they make almost all their money. Now, I mentioned Facebook and Google. Those are by far the largest in the industry by a huge margin. But you can also run pay-per-click ads on Reddit, on YouTube, streaming platforms like Hulu, and even Pinterest, which is what our caller today is wondering about. She has discovered, in fact, that pay-per-click ads can be cheaper on Pinterest. So what's that all about? Is it a big secret? Is this where everybody can go and save lots of money? Or is there, in fact, more to the story? Well, I'll tell you right now, there is more to the story, but the details do matter. So stay tuned, stick around. Her question's coming up along with my detailed answer in just 30 seconds.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Hunter from Reno, Nevada. I read your books and have been side hustling off and on for most of my life. Recently, I've tried using pay-per-click advertising to drive traffic to an e-commerce site. I use Fulfillment by Amazon to handle most orders, and it seems like the business could really take off. But back to the ads, though. I started running them on Facebook, but recently I've discovered that I can do the same thing on Pinterest for much less money, like 30 to 40% less, which of course is huge. If it's so much cheaper, why don't more people do it? Have I just stumbled on a big secret? I look forward to hearing your response.
All right, Hunter. Well, here is the situation. You have, in fact, discovered something. You have made a discovery, but I wouldn't call it a big secret. Okay, so there's some good news and bad news. Bad news is maybe the full story. Let's say not every platform will have the same conversion rate. So yes, in fact, it is generally cheaper to run ads on Pinterest and a bunch of other sites as well, but Pinterest specifically. The thing is that you're not going to convert the same number of them to sales, and the ones you do convert are probably going to buy less. So it's not an apples to apples comparison, in other words. That's the part of what you're paying for with, you know, Facebook and Google, is that they are the largest in the industry because it works the best, at least for a lot of businesses. Okay, so this is where the good news comes in. You know, Hunter may discover, in fact, that for what she's selling, the conversion drop isn't nearly as much as it might be for another business, which would, of course, be amazing. Maybe in some cases, it's even higher, although that's not likely, but in some cases, it's possible. So there, you know, she really would be paying less for the same thing. So that's the kind of thing that you have to figure out through experimentation. Most of the time, the quality traffic is not going to be on the lesser pay-per-click sites. And this has to do with a couple of factors. First of all, the audience, people who are older tend to use Facebook much more, and they are less resistant to ads, for better or worse. Second, You know, you're not always in a shopping mood when you're on Reddit or when you're watching Hulu. Like, you're in a mood of just, you know, consuming content where these ads might be intrusive. But if you type something specific into Google, especially like an e-commerce item, you're like winter mittens, you know, you just type that into Google, like there's a good chance that you're actually looking to buy that thing. So that's another reason why Google and Facebook together have overall much better conversion. Okay. But again, most important is to experiment in hopes of finding the perfect match for your ad spend. Should you choose to spend at all? You know, many businesses don't do any ad spend and are still profitable. So you got to find what works for you. But in general, that's why Pinterest is so much cheaper, because the quality of traffic is going to be lower, at least in terms of conversion to e-commerce, conversion to, you know, whatever it is that you're hoping to get out of that paid traffic. Hunter, I wish you well. Listeners, I wish you well as well. And if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you're working on, what you're thinking about. We'll continue to feature them every week. We have a new episode every day. It's completely free. You can subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.